Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Pittsburgh and online at WNJR.org. Today we have vocalist David Redmond on the line to discuss the new Pendulum of Fortune album, Return to Eden. Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Really great. Fantastic. And it's a pleasure to be on your show today.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you again. I know we all just got back from the Monsters of Rock cruise. How are you recovering?
Doing good. It was pretty easy, actually. I returned on the Friday. By Saturday midday, I was back, and on the Monday I was back to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. So to be honest, I had no trouble from jet lag. To be honest, I was quite surprised myself.
Really?
You know. I mean, it's been 2 weeks since it hit it up, but still remembering it and enjoying it.
Yeah, you know, this is the second year Pink Cream 69 has done the cruise. It's definitely a different experience for fans as a band. You know, performing on the cruise. What do you think of the experience?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, there's really nothing that comes close to it. I remember last year when we just sort of arrived on the boat, and Danny from, what's the name of the band? That's not a good start. But anyway, he's called Danny, and he basically said, you know, imagine all those bad gigs you've done in your life, and, you know, this is the ultimate, this is the, you know, the royal family of gigs, you know, and so true, an amazing experience. That we were invited again for the second time was shocking and also amazing at the same time, and I really hope that we can do it again.
Yeah, have you ever performed in the States besides the cruise personally, David?
Yeah, I've performed with Pink Cream 69 in Atlanta.
Okay, Power Prague.
Yeah, Power Prague. And I think we did that. Yeah, we did it one time, I guess, and then the second time was with Voodoo Circle.
Uh-huh.
And before that, we recorded the first record with me, actually, in California. It wasn't really performing, but, you know, back in the day, in 1994, it was a nice experience to go to California for 6 weeks. So, you know, that's the only time we performed, but it's always a great experience to be blessed.
Getting back to questions, you know, our listeners might not be familiar with all of your other projects. So if you could tell us a little bit of history behind Pendulum of Fortune. This is actually your second album coming out this month in March.
Yeah, this is something I started with Bodo Shop. He's now returned to Michael Schenker.
Uh-huh.
He's now playing drums again. This is a guy that also got a big history playing with many different artists. He nearly joined the Scorpions at one time. So
okay.
He's a big drummer, played on many records, you know, couldn't even, you know, I think he couldn't even count it on one hand, the amount of, on both hands, basically, the amount of, you know, great records he's performed on. And he asked me to be a part of it, and because we were working together. And, yeah, next thing I know, I'm in Sardinia, where he lives. He's a German guy. He moved to Sardinia.
Okay.
Of Italy, and we recorded the first record, and it was released, I guess, a couple of years ago. And finally, we made a second record. This time, I recorded the vocals in my own studio,
okay.
And we finally got the chance to bring the band together and get out. Basically, the last couple of weekends, we've been out performing the first shows of the band. So it's been a great experience, you know.
Excellent. So I saw that Bodo has some touring to do with Schenker this year. Do you guys have plans for additional dates after he's done touring the U.S.?
Absolutely. We're going to try and fit it in some shape or form. And basically, I was quite surprised, honestly, when I heard that he was returning to Schenker. Because he'd done it many years, and it was sort of, I think, ups and downs, you know, with the situation, and
I think a lot of people were surprised, but I think it's all good, and I think it's a positive thing. And we plan to sort of, you know, fit it in between when, you know, when everybody has time, when he has time, of course, that we can do things in between. And like most things in the music business, could be last minute concerts, but we will return live in October. But we hope, of course, in between to play shows. But he will be, of course, be around 6 weeks in the US.
Okay. Yeah. So I saw that you guys have a new label with this release as well. How do fans here in the U.S. Get a copy of the new album?
Very good question. Very good question. And it's a question I cannot answer.
Okay. Well, I will try to do some research if I can then get that answer out to them.
You know, we released 2 weeks ago. That was, right. I think it was on the 8th, I guess, the first show that we played ever with the band. That was the release. And the label partner in America, yeah, this is something that, you know, obviously I will know at some point, but unfortunately not right now, no.
Okay. Sorry to have stumped you with that one.
Well, you know, I've had a few bands in my life, and
yeah.
You know, I know a lot of stuff, but unfortunately, I know people who could probably answer that question better than me at this point.
Okay, well, I'll reach out to your publicist and see if we can get that answer whenever I put this out online so that we can help direct people to the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of other projects, I saw that you have something new with Tank, and I'm actually not familiar with that project, that band at all. Fill us in on that.
Right. Well, Tank is a British heavy metal band that started 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They toured back in the day with Metallica when they first came to Europe, I guess.
Okay.
An extensive tour. There are, you know, quite a few photos around on the internet of the guys from Tank, Metallica. And James Hetfield is actually apparently still a big fan of Tank, and he has there are a few videos or documentaries basically where he's actually wearing a Tank t-shirt.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And yeah, it's great. It's an amazing thing. And basically I replaced ZP, actually. He's now singing with Skid Row.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I replaced him last year, I think the beginning of last year, and we did a few shows together. And the idea was, of course, there's so many great songs that they, you know, they made like 4 or 5 records back in the day with the original singer and Algie Ward. And was basically my idea to sort of re-record the songs with the now, you know, modern times way of recording, and of course with my voice, and to get the material back out to the people, basically, because there's really some really great songs that they did. And it's basically, yeah, the older stuff re-recorded, but of course, you know, keeping true to the original track. We haven't changed it specifically in any way. We've kept true to the original track, and I think that was the best way to go. And that will be out in April, and we'll also play Sweden, Finland, the Ukraine, and possibly Brazil and Japan. Yeah,
very cool. So any other updates for us? I know you mentioned Voodoo Circle earlier. Do you still do any projects with them?
No, I left the band about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I also left Almanac last year, basically. Yeah, you know, I think you get to a point in life where it's important that whatever you're doing, it should be fun, you know, and it should be respected. With whoever you're working with, and if that's not the case anymore, I tend to sort of move on. You know, it's not necessarily an easy thing for fans. I realised again on the weekend that not everybody agrees with that decision that I made, but okay. It was a great band. It was an amazing time. Amazing guys. We made 3 amazing records, but for me, it was something to move on, basically.
Okay. Well, you're certainly keeping busy with everything you've got going on. So appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us on 91.7 FM WNJR. David, any other updates for us before we sign off?
Yeah, well, let's say we continue with Pendulum of Fortune with the new record. And obviously at the moment it's October in Europe, and let's keep our fingers crossed that we can also come over to the US and do some concerts.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.